It just doesn't come. But immediately the door open. It starts flowing. When it shut, it shut. And sometimes there are people, you have to know how to trigger the anointing of God. And sometimes the Bible said when he saw the tears and the way the people were so sad and they were just down, helpless, he had passion on them and he healed them. So you have to know how to be sensitive to God. You have to know how to draw the attention of God. When I go for a program, I know how to... You are not following after the man of God, but you should know how to draw the attention of God through the man of God. Hallelujah. And it's so critical here because you some of us, we can't invite Jesus to our house. We can't invite Jesus. And Paul was writing, and in his writing, he said that having preached the gospel and also ministered to people privately. He ministered to some people privately. Why? Some people, you can't minister to them in public. If the queen is here, I can't minister to the queen straight away. I have to meet her in the chambers. Praise God. So you have to know how to trigger the anointed. If you become too stereotyped, we are in the time of Jericho, where you draw the attention of heaven by way of you want God. So sometimes when I see people come to church, and all they do is to, they have issues and they are looking at somebody before they pray, looking. Why is that? This, the Bible said that the house of God shall be called the house of prayer. So if you come to this ministry and we are praying, and you say, what is this thing about this praying? This church is, then it means you don't read your Bible. Praise the Lord. So I want you, when you come to the presence of God, you have to come and you have to know how to touch God. If you can't touch his head, don't worry. Just touch the hem of his garment. Every part you touch, you'll get your miracle. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you have to know how to trigger the anointing of God. It's something you have to learn, to know how to trigger the anointing. When a prophetic word is being released, you have to know how to receive it. There are times when I meet people and I'm ministering to them, the way their faces, it just puts me off. I don't minister again. And if you provoke the man of God, he can take your blessing away. He will take it away because it's subject to him. Praise the Lord. And there are times, so you have to realize this. There are times when the man of God is praying for you. If I meet you and I want to minister to you, I can tell you, every sickness in your life, I rebuke it. Okay? In the name of Jesus. At that point, that is why the Bible said, none of his words, fell on the ground without coming to pass. None of his word. Not the things God told him, but none of his word. The Bible said that even when the prophet of God, when we even mistakenly think about something else, and we tell you, it will come to pass because of the grace of God upon our life. So you have to know how to draw the attention of heaven. When you come for, I wouldn't leave my bed and come for such a time as this and come and waste my time. Listen, it is a disadvantage for us to so claim that we are serving the God of all flesh. Okay? There was a time I heard a story that two people were praying, and one was praying, said, God, give me the 20 pounds. I want to be able to do this. I want to be able to buy the textbook I need. And another man was praying for a contract, and he heard the prayer of the other guy. He said, come. Get the 20 pounds. Go. Let me get the attention of heaven. Go. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, Jesus has got much. Get the 20 pounds. Go. So that I can get the heaven's attention. Hallelujah. So you have to be able to know how to draw the attention of heaven. Where the pain lies is this. If you get to know, one of the things I do, I watch a lot of TV programs, especially those that are sensitive for me. And they have this, I forgot the name. You have to get 1 million, something 1 million. Okay? So you do whatever you have to do. And there is something wonderful here. What do you call it? Deal or no deal. Okay? And that program, there are certain places. I learned a lot from the airport. And Deal or No Deal. It's the program I dislike a lot. You know why? If the one leading the program or the one doing or whatever she's doing, he or she is doing, if the person say deal, they will clap. Oh, they will clap. Serious clapping. Then if the person should say no deal, they also clap. So either way run, they clap. But that program, one of the things that it teaches me is this. There are times the person will say deal. They don't stop there. They will give you the money you want, and they'll say, okay, we'll give you. But let's assume that you've not said deal. Go on. Pick the boxes you would have picked. Then he will go around and pick it. And do you know where the pain is? If at the end of the program, he took £1,000, and if he had not taken that £1,000 and continued, he would have got something like £50,000. That is where the pain is. Hallelujah. And at the moment, some of you are saying deal with your life. Whereas you should have said no deal. But if the pain will start, if you get to know what God would have given to you, you will know the pain. At the moment, you don't feel the pain. You feel like you are making profit. You are gaining. But when you get to know what would have come for you, then you would have known that you have really messed up big time. Hallelujah. So, I want to encourage you. You have to be able to know how to trigger the anointing of God. I was just talking to my little girl, Comfort, and Aaron, and they were just arguing with me last night, telling me limousine is a, they were saying Lamborghini is a long one. I don't know where they got that idea from. Lamborghini is a long car. They were referring to limousine. So I decided to go on the internet and type Lamborghini and type limousine, and they saw the difference. But I decided to check the prices. I don't know what happened, but I saw the prices. And one of them, I think the Lamborghini was 14.4 million. Okay? I didn't check whether it was pounds or dollars, but one of them. But either of them, if it is even dollars, I can take it. So far as it is not Ghana City, and it's pounds or dollars, I don't mind taking one of them. Amen? What I want to tell you is that there is much more you can achieve. If you are waiting for tonight's service is critical. I just don't want to be told. I want to talk to you. Amen? A friend of mine applied for a job, and when he went for the interview, they said they are going to reduce his pay, which is not like, you know, which is not common. And what they said was that they said the school you are in at the moment is not the real world school. It's not the real world situation school. That place, they give money by heart. But this is a real school. So we are mindful of what we give out. Hallelujah. And my friend told me, and I said, we are so blessed to be in a school that is not the real school, real world school, because money is given haphazardly. And I asked myself that if I was not favored to be in such a school, what would my life become? What I want to tell you is that you are settling for something so easily, whereas you should have strived for more. You deserve better than where you are. I believe last few years, I came across scenarios in my life that made me think that if I follow God, I'm not telling you that when you follow God it's easy, but I'm telling you, when you follow God, He's a rewarder. But okay, will tell you, He doesn't come when you want Him to come, but He comes and you will get to know that He's come. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I want you to understand that if you can give your all to God, don't be partial. Don't step one in, one out. I want to encourage the young people here. One of the things you don't want to miss out, when you follow God, God bless you with a good man and a good woman. If you get married, one of the things you understand is if you marry the wrong woman, you are in trouble. If you marry the wrong man, you are in trouble. But one thing I know for sure that God has helped me with is that when you follow God, it is not money. There are things God will bless you with, and you will notice that your life is a blessing. There are certain families, you visit them, they give birth, they become, women become pregnant, they go to the hospital, there is nothing wrong with them, they give birth, and they have decapitated children. I have one auntie who gave birth to a child. At the age of 14, 15, he was very clever. Those were the days we were talking about signs, the signs CH and OCR, OC2, carbon dioxide, and those things. And he knew, what do we call them? Chemistry. He knew those things, very clever. And one time he was just walking and he just fell down. He woke up and he was affected by epilepsy. The woman was not able to work until the boy died. You have no idea. My late mom went to bed. I spoke to her. She went to bed. The following morning, in the middle of the night, 1 o'clock, I was phoned. And she was rushed to the hospital. She was affected with stroke, and that was what killed her. I want you to understand that when you follow this God I'm talking about, it gets to a point where you become helpless, where your money cannot help you, where nothing works but God. You have children. You heard them giving testimonies. We have some children who are studying. I study so much in secondary school that if you take me back, I can't do better than I did. There are some people, we study so hard, but the more we try, it doesn't stick there. You have been favored with a child when he studied, 2 or 3, they just pass. And you are not grateful to God. You have no idea. Sickness doesn't hit people because they did something wrong. There are some people that have been affected by sickness and diseases, and they don't know how it happened. Precious one hearing the sound of my voice, I am here to tell you that this God is a great God. When I see our young people playing instruments like this, let's put our hands together for the young ones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know not what I know. One of my students sat down and called me. He always talk in classroom. He was always talking. I said, why don't you come and stay behind? I'm going to talk to your father. And when the first time I talked to the father was the kind of father who would discipline him properly. So the following time when I told him that I'm going to report him to his father, I nearly said, Pastor, it's a teacher. Can I talk to you, please? I said, okay. So he stayed behind. He sat down on the chair. I said, I don't know why I talk. I don't know why. I don't know. I don't get it. I said to myself, I want to be quiet in class, but I don't know why. It looked like there is something wrong with me. My parents tell me I should listen to quiet music. I sit in my room, but I don't know why. I just don't know why. I don't know whether you understand me. And I saw the pain in this boy who was helpless. Sometimes when you are dealing with your children and you want them to change and they don't change, you feel like changing is easy. But what about somebody who wants to change and can't change? Hallelujah. There are certain people, they steal. They don't steal because, I don't know whether you've gone through, I went through something a few years ago, 2009, 2010, where I was so troubled that I never knew that you can think about things without you thinking about them. There are things you go through in life, you don't think about them, but they are already in your mind. They cause you to have sleepless nights, and you don't know how to help yourself. When it happens that way, only God can help you. Don't think that pastor hasn't got anything to preach about. I have so much in my spirit I want to share with you. But there are times the Spirit of God will lead you to talk about things that you don't even know why. Few months ago, about 3-4 months ago, 2-3 months ago, I had a meeting with a certain lady. And I don't easily give up on people. And I felt like giving up on that child. And I said, I don't think what we are doing is good for you. I just want to let you go. Maybe another time. one of my colleagues around said to me, "Pastor, come. I feel down in my spirit. But let's give this one a second chance." I said, "Oh, you don't normally talk to me like this, but when you talk to me like this, I know when you talk to me like this, God is saying something." I said, "Okay. We'll give that child a second chance." And I'm just saying to myself, having seen the future and having known the past, I would have regretted if I had not given that child a second chance. And that is a strength that carries me. That is what moves me on. And this child, I've been so passionate about what God is doing with her. I want you to put your hands for Mary sitting there. Praise the Lord. There are times we give up on things in life. But if we know what our sustaining capacity does to what the people we are dealing with, you will never believe it. The Bible talks about the fact that God located a man called Paul. When God located a man called Paul, dealt with a man called Paul, and went to speak to Ananias and said, "Ananias, I want you to go and finish the work I'm doing." Ananias said, "God, I think you are mistaken here. You don't know the man we're talking about. This is a man." How do you know how wonderful it is for Ananias to talk to God and tell God about Paul? As if God doesn't know who Paul is. He said this was a man who he destroyed the church. He kills people. I don't know how God was behaving. He said, "Ananias, I know him before he even did it. But this is a man who I've been preserved for such a time as this. The person sitting by you, if you underestimate that person, you will never know what God can do." Give your neighbor a high five and say, "I am the chosen one." Hallelujah. Come on, say to your neighbor, "I am the chosen one." Say to your neighbor, "I am the chosen one." Don't look at the country I come from. I am the chosen one. God is not partial in any of his dealing. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 7 to 9. We started this journey, and I told you that this morning that God has chosen us. And the Bible said, "Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble being disobedient to the word, to which they also were appointed." But, come and say, "But." "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Hallelujah. When you look at this carefully, you will understand that it was said, one of the testimonies I will give, is that when we saw what the young people were doing in Halo, we said, we feel our children are more gifted than those there. Because when we look at them, we see the raw material, and you never appreciate the raw material until you see the finished products. And that is why somebody under the sound of my voice, that is why you have given up on yourself, that is why you feel so reluctant to press on. But I'm here to tell you that God has preserved your life for such a time as this. When I saw the young people playing, when I came back, and I saw Mary, and I saw Susan, and I saw Micah, and I saw Samuel and Emmanuel, one of the things I don't know how to to do is to play the keyboard. I tried it, but I couldn't play it. But the one that is a bit mysterious for me is the bass guitar. I don't know where they press. I don't know how, why, when and how they press the thing. And I believe the first time we met together and they were practicing, when they started playing, and I've been with them in every meeting they have been in. And last time I told them, I said, I've been with you at the same place, and I've been hearing you practicing, and you can play something, and I can't even play anything. I am here to tell you that being located at the right place, at the right time, with the right people, doesn't warrant you to receive the fullness of the blessings of that place. I was at the same place with this ones, but they decided to embark on a, what you call a journey. And they held on to something that it doesn't make sense, but they listened to somebody that it makes sense to. I am here to tell you that sometimes in your life when you begin to stumble, and somebody who knows your end from your beginning tells you that I want you to rise up in spite of the destitutes of your life, in spite of the pain and the negativities of your life. And God holds you and tells you that though you are stumbling at the moment, I have predestinated your life, and I have better things planned for you, because I am the God. When I hold your hands, I don't just hold your hands in emptiness, but I have good plans for you, not of evil, but I place you in an expectation. And the Bible said, because I've placed an expectation in your mouth and in your heart, I prophesy into your life by the word of God. As it said, that your expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. I believe your expectation in the year 2018 shall never be cut off in the name of Jesus. I told you that the reason why you are the chosen one, I spoke about Moses, I spoke about Samuel, and I want you to understand that Moses was not qualified. In spite of the disqualification, God qualified him. The reason why God qualified him was because he handed his life unto God. And I spoke about the story of Samuel. And now I want to talk about David. Come on, shout David. David is called the shepherd boy. And when you read the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse number 1 to 3, the Bible talk about a man who was called Saul, who was chosen by grace. And the Bible said that when he was chosen by grace, not by the virtue of qualification, but God qualified him and chose him. I don't know what you know, but if you look at Saul, then you will understand that man is not grateful. Look at a position that was occupied by God. God was the king of the Israelites. Now Israel is crying that they want a human being to lead them. Now God chose Saul to occupy in God instead. But now God wanted Saul to listen and obey him, and Saul disobeyed God. And the Bible said that when Samuel was crying to God and saying to God, give him a third chance, a fourth chance, God said, I don't want you to cry for this man again, because I find a man after my own heart. Hallelujah. Somebody hearing the sound of my voice, maybe you have disqualified yourself, but God said, I should tell you, you happen to be the one after his own heart. I didn't hear somebody say amen there. Now the Bible said that David was going to become a king, but I want to assure you that David was not qualified. David was not qualified in any human standard. The Bible said in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 11, the Bible said, and Samuel said unto Jesse, are these all thy children? Before this happened, in the verse number 1, that was when God sent Samuel into the house of Jesse. When he sent him there, he said, call all your children, and God has sent me here to anoint the king. And the Bible said that when he sent Samuel there, the Bible said Jesse brought all his sons and forgot about Samuel. Praise the Lord. If your own family rejects you, it's a serious matter. And some of us, under the sound of my voice, we have been disqualified by our own people. We have been disqualified by our own father. We have been disqualified by our own mothers, but God has chosen us. The Bible said that when he told Samuel, said to Jesse, he said, "Are these all your sons?" Hallelujah. He said, "Are these all your what? Your sons?" And the Bible said he said, "There remaineth yet the youngest." So number one, he was not qualified because he was the youngest. In our culture, good things are given to the elders before the younger ones, isn't it? So one, he was disqualified because he was the youngest. "Behold, he keepeth the sheep." Ah, there's nothing good there. "And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him." Hallelujah. "For we will not sit down until what? He cometh." His own father rejected, forgot about him. In the book of Psalm 27 verse 10 said that, "Although my father and my mother have abandoned me, yet the Lord would take me up, adopt me as his own child." I am here to tell you that not because people qualified you, not because by the standard of the world you are more qualified, but God have chosen you for such a time as this. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 26 to 28. The Bible said that when the boy Samuel was anointed. Look at me. I'm going to finish right and then we pray. When the boy Samuel was anointed in front of his brothers, the Bible said that even when Goliath wanted to kill the Israelite, the Bible said that when David went to the scene and said he was going to fight, even his own brothers insulted him even there. Even after he was anointed as a king, yet they didn't respect him. Praise the Lord. There are some of us, it doesn't matter how much education we get, our people, your own family, they don't regard you. You have no idea. Hallelujah. The Bible says, "Caleb is held the brother's head when he speak unto the men." And the Bible says, he spoke to David in a very disrespectful way. Hallelujah. But say to your neighbor, in spite of all of this, I'm the chosen one. The reason why God is going to do mighty works with us in this coming year is because we are his own special people. I don't know how long you have struggled, but David was not qualified in any way. But God decided to choose him. Hallelujah. I want to talk about something briefly, then we pray. I want to plead with you, for the fact that you are the chosen one doesn't mean that you are exempted from trouble. For the fact that you are the chosen one doesn't mean you will go through difficulties. For the fact that you are the chosen one doesn't mean you will not experience rejections. For the fact that you are the chosen one doesn't mean that you will not experience turbulent times of your life. David in Psalm 23, God have already said that he is a man after my own heart. But David in Psalm 23 verse 4 said, "Yet though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they ward, they comfort me." All this can only happen because when you put your fear aside and commit yourself into the mighty hands of God, he will make you. Say to your neighbor, he will make you. I want you to understand in Psalm 103 verse 1 to 2, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefit." One of the reasons why people cannot give themselves absolutely to God is because they forget so quickly. Hallelujah. They forget so quickly. Some of us, myself for reason, there is nothing that I have in my life that I was not given by God. Nothing, absolutely nothing. I think this one was given to me as a gift. Everything is as a result of God. Everything. Catherine Coleman said that it was easier for me to give my all because I had nothing. The Bible said that, what do you have that it was not given to you by God? Praise the Lord. We're talking about the disciples who were disqualified. I don't know how long you have been in that pit. I don't know how long you have been rejected by men, but I'm here to tell you that because you are the chosen one, the Bible said that Samuel said, are these the only ones? And he said, there is one who is a shepherd. The Bible said, he said, we will not sit until he comes. I prophesy upon your life in the year 2018. Because you are the chosen one, people will stand and wait for you. I don't think you understood what I said. I said, because of you, people will not sit. They will wait. You will get standing in ovation. Because God has favored you. In the year 2018, God said, I should tell you, because you are the chosen one, where people fail, you will succeed. Because you are the chosen one, I will cause men. The Bible said, when Saul had an encounter with God and his name became Paul, the Bible said God went ahead of Paul and spoke to Ananias. And the Bible said Ananias was a man who had heavenly encounter. I came here to tell you that because you are the chosen ones, God will send men to come unto your bosom. I prophesy upon your life that this coming year, where your strength cannot take you, God will take you there by his spirit. The Bible said if Paul, who was now Saul, if he had gone to Ananias himself, Ananias would have shut his door on Paul. But when God speak to the heart of Ananias, Ananias had no room than to obey him. I prophesy upon your life this year, that the year coming, in the year 2018, I prophesy upon your life, those places where your human strength cannot fight, the heavenly host will fight for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I see fresh oil coming upon your head. The Bible said the yoke shall be broken because of the anointing. I don't know how long you have been in that pit, but because the grace of God have chosen you, I see doors opening for you because you are the chosen one. Come and say to your neighbor, I am the chosen one. The Bible said there was a woman called Sarah, and the Bible says she was appointed to be a barren woman, but she had an encounter with Jehovah, and his husband also had an encounter with Jehovah. And my Bible said because they happened to be the chosen ones who become father of many nations and mother of many nations, it doesn't matter how long they were stricken in age, the Bible said when their time an appointed time came, God glorify himself in their life. And the woman who have been crying day and night said, those who cry with me will laugh with me. The Lord has blessed me in my old age. God said, I should tell you, where your strength cannot take over, because you are the chosen one, grace is going to work on your behalf. I don't know how long men have told you, you can't make it. The Bible didn't say the stone became a cornerstone. The Bible said the stone that the builders rejected, he emphasized on it and said the same stone. I prophesy upon your life that the same person they call you failure, the same person they call you disappointment, I see the Lord turning you around. I don't care what men are saying. If God say it, no man can change it. He said, who can curse whom God have blessed? I prophesy upon your life today that your weeping time is coming to an end because God has preserved your life for such a time as this. I know maybe you feel like you want to give up, but I came to tell you that God, because you are the chosen one, he's not going to just leave you alone like the woman with the issue of blood. You may not be able to touch his head, but the grace of God is going to stretch the hem of his garment for you in the year 2018. Come on, shout, I am the chosen one. Come on, stand on your feet right now. I want you to understand, you want to pray that God, let your honor come upon me in the year 2018. God is about to locate you with grace. Lift up your right and say, oh God of heaven, as I pray tonight, let there be a change in my life in the year 2018. Come and begin to pray and say, let my honor be granted unto me. He said, I'm the chosen one. Bless me indeed. My God, my Father, in the year 2018, turn my captivity around. Put a new song in my mouth. Lift me out of the miry clay. Set me upon the rock. My God, my Father, put your praise in my mouth. Come up again to pray like you believe God. My God, my Father, how long will I wait upon you? In the year 2018, turn my storms around. In the name of Jesus, come and pray in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost. How long, my God, my Father, let my season come, let my appointed time come. I'm waiting for you, Lord. I have no power of my own. My God, my Father, I am your chosen one. Come to my rescue in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. I told you this morning, reduce the volume. Look at me, reduce the volume. I told you this morning, this is a revelation for somebody. I told you that everybody knew that Elijah was going, but one thing that they didn't know, that something will be coming down when he goes. Most people know that 2018 is coming, but they don't know that as there is a transmission of 2017, something comes down in exchange. You want to pray that whatever is for me in the year 2017, may it never go without me having it now. Lift up your right hand. Say, my father. Come on, you're not saying it properly. Say, my father. Lion of Judah, as I pray tonight, everything that belongs to me in the year 2017, I take it by force. Come on, begin to pray like you believe God. Look at me every time. Everything that belongs to me, I take it now. Everything that belongs to me, I take it now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at me. The last prayer, we love 3 minutes to enter into 2018. Look at me. The Bible said Elijah went with a garment, with a mantle, but the mantle fell. You want to pray that the mantle that belonged to me in 2017, may it not go, but may it drop. Say, my father, as I pray tonight, whatever belonged to me in the year 2017, I take it by force. Begin to pray like you believe God. The peace in my marriage, the peace in my ministry, the peace in my joy. Come and pray. Turn my situation around. I want to pray that Father, as I step into double covenant, as I step into double manifestation, let me see your glory. Begin to pray. Let me see your glory. Let me see. We want to say every praise to our God. Are you ready? Every praise to our God. Come on, let's sing now. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship
with one accord.
Come on, sing every praise. Sing every praise is to our God. Welcome to 2018. Hallelujah.
Every praise is to our God.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord.
Every praise is to our God.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Take your seat in the holy heavenly place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil is a liar.
Amen.
If he meant it for evil, 2018 is your portion.
Amen.
Your weeping time, God is wiping it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say to your neighbor, it is a serious matter.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Give your neighbor a high five and say, welcome to 2018.
Welcome to
2018. Amen. What I'm going to do, what we're going to do in the next few minutes, we're going to enter. Brother Oke made us pray one prayer. You want to say, Holy Ghost, Father, Son, may I know you more in the year 2018.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, I want to be more like you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There are things the Lord is revealing to me. I'll describe some few things. Let me have some screen.
How great.
Let me have that one.
Yes. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Give the Lord a wave in the house. How great is our God?
tries to hide, trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. Sing with me, I'll pray. As I go, oh, we'll see how great, how great is our God.
Your name above, your name, O Lord. Your name above,
your name above, O Lord. See you.